What to expect after your brachioplasty, also known as arm lift.
Welcome to the Surgical Podcast. This is Dr. Bernard Beldholm. I'm a registered medical practitioner, FRACS, specialist surgeon, and have a medical registration number of MAD0001186274. The content on this podcast is considered adult content.
Every patient's recovery is different, so we'll have to have a talk about that in the consultation where I go through all the options with you. But in this video or podcast, if you're listening to me on the podcast, we're going to go through the hospital stay, dressings, driving, back to work, and final results. Stay tuned and we'll go through all those issues with you. Recovery from brachioplasty, commonly known as arm lift surgery, involves several stages to ensure optimal healing and the best possible outcome. Initially, patients can expect some swelling discomfort, which can be managed with prescription medications. It's crucial to keep the arms elevated and limit movements to reduce swelling. Stitches are typically dissolvable, and you don't have to usually worry about removing them. Most individuals can return to light daily activities within a week, but strenuous activities or exercise or heavy lifting should be avoided for at least, I think, 4 to 6 weeks. So the timeline for recovery, day 1 to 2, initial recovery period with rest advised, manage swelling and discomfort with prescription medications. Week 2, we remove the PICO dressings from your arms in the office, and we do light treatments, LED light treatments. Week 2, significant reduction in swelling, and you have your follow-up visits. And then 3 to 4, gradual return to activities, observe care. And then week 6, most patients are able to resume gentle exercise and heavy lifting, and then you recover fully probably from 8 to 12 weeks. There are a lot of different operations. So there's mini, there's full, there's extended, there's with liposuction, without liposuction, there's a day procedures, overnight stay procedures. So it's a very, very wide range of operations that I do, and every patient is different, the risk is different, the length of the operation is different. So that's really important to consider. For example, someone that's lost a lot of weight, let's say they've lost 40, 50 kilos of weight, they have extensive loose skin in the underarm area as well as the chest area, we do an extended arm lift, that takes 4 to 5 hours, they're going to have more pain, they're going to have more issues, more discomfort than someone that has minimal amount of loose skin that just has a smaller operation. Couple of comments about getting back to work, exercise, and those things. Generally, it's an overnight stay in hospital. It can be done as a day stay if it's a smaller operation. Once you're home, generally your hands feel really puffy and feel like you have boxing gloves on. That's the normal swelling that happens after surgery. You will have a sleeve that goes on your arms, sleeve garment. Now that's quite difficult, that garment to take off and on. So you will need someone to help you with that. It's kind of clips on and it's a bit awkward to get on and off. Probably takes you a good 2 weeks to be able to do it on your own. You also have the PICO dressings on your wounds with two little boxes that suck on the dressings. And that's a negative pressure wound healing system that improves, that improves complication rates, gets rid of bacteria, keeps the wound protected. So when you go home, you'll need someone to take care of, help you out at home. That swelling or that really boxing glove feeling that you have in your hands will settle within a week, and that's when the fluid and swelling tends to settle. When you're sleeping, try to hold your hands on top so that the swelling settles down, or above your heart if possible. Obviously, when you're sleeping, it's a bit difficult to know where the hands are. Found that there will be some discomfort the first few days, a week, something like that. If you want to go back to doing work at home, generally I recommend to wait a couple of days, 5 to 6 days, until you're off the main opioid pain medications, because clearly if you're on strong pain medications, you shouldn't be working, you shouldn't be doing any decisions or something like that. Once you're off that and you're feeling reasonably comfortable, you can go back to work. But keep in mind, you have swollen hands. The hands don't really work as well as they normally do. So if you're doing a lot of typing, you might find that a little bit difficult the initial first few days. Once your first week, that should be okay. You'll come into the office at 7 days, six to seven days. We take off the Pico dressing, we put another dressing on to cover the wound, and then you can have a shower, you can get that dressing wet. It's much easier to manage at that stage. Driving, you're probably looking at 1 to 2 weeks, but again, everyone's a little bit different. Make sure that you, when you start driving, that you can go around the block, you can turn the wheel properly without too much discomfort. Now, going back to work is then probably about 2 weeks, 10 days to 2 weeks. We, in the office, we generally get you the first 2 weeks and do light treatments 2 to 3 times a week to improve swelling and bruising. And that tend, so usually if you can take 2 weeks off, it's usually ideal. At 2 to 3 weeks, you will be pretty good. Generally, I find it's not a very difficult operation to recover from. Again, everyone varies, but I find that at that mark, you're doing most things except for heavy lifting. Then 4 to 8 weeks, you can sort of start getting back to pretty much heavy lifting exercise and other things as well. Problems do happen. If you are a post-weight loss patient and you lost a significant amount of weight, your skin quality tends not to be that good. So I find that in that group of patients, I have a lot of wound-related issues. And if you look at the literature, if you look at the research, that supports it. A lot of small little breakdowns, especially around the axilla, a lot of little minor infection, a lot of moist areas. A lot of the time, if you get a significant breakdown, we may take you back to theater about around about 4 weeks after the initial operation, just as a day procedure to clean out and close the wound. So usually I recommend that you have your private health insurance. If you don't have your private health insurance that covers your surgery, you're going to find it's going to be quite expensive to do that. The other option is to just dress it and wait for it to heal, which is called healing by secondary intention. However, that can take 6 to 8 weeks to heal up a small little area. So I really do prefer to just get you back in theater, stitch it up and fix it up as soon as possible, because your recovery will be much better and the scar will also be significantly better. So that's by far, out of all the issues, that's by far the most common issue. Now, other complications that can happen are, again, there will be numbness in the area, especially if we didn't liposuction. That tends to come back at 3 months. You will have a scar that's red, that takes a good 6 months to settle down. There'll be firm areas that will soften up over 6 months. The final result will really be at 12 months to 18 months when all of those tissues have matured. Complications like serious complications like pulmonary emboli, lung issues, breathing problems, general anesthetic reactions, bleeding, seromas, all possible. A bit less common though for this operation. So I hope you found this interesting. To summarize, the recovery usually within 2 weeks, back to the work, driving, and then strenuous exercise probably from 4 to 6 weeks, something like that. But you will see me before that anyway.
Call us on 02-4934-5700. That's 4934-5700. Or you can book online. You see a link in the description. I am based in Newcastle and the Hunter Valley in Australia. This is the disclaimer required by APRA. Surgery is a serious decision. You can find more information about risks, complications, and recovery on my website, beldholm.com.au. All surgery is performed by me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and my medical registration number is MAD 000 1186 274, and my qualifications are I'm an MBBS, BSc doctor, and I have an FRSES, so Fellow of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. I'm a registered medical practitioner, a specialist surgeon, specialist registration in surgery, general surgery. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. Individual results may vary. All surgery carries risks. You should seek a second opinion before proceeding. The opinions that are expressed on this podcast are those of me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and those opinions may differ from other doctors' opinions. The information provided on and through this podcast is not medical advice and should not be relied upon. It is best effort and for general information only. Do not use this podcast as a substitute for medical advice or self or other diagnosis. Any surgical invasive procedure carries risks. Before proceeding, you should seek a second opinion from a qualified health practitioner. Results, recovery, and potential complications will vary from each individual patient. Photos and videos featured in my social media channels do not guarantee the same result at ease, as they will vary from patient to patient. Content on our Instagram page and other social media pages is published with the consent of our patients or my patients. The content featured in general in nature and does not constitute medical advice. Immediate post-op results may differ from final results. See you in the next podcast.